What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
For more details, contact your Louisiana Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
What summer without a trip to the beach? Elevate the journey with style from behind the wheel of your ultimate BMW at the Summer On Sales event. Experience an inspired performance in class-defining style in the 4 Series Grand Coupe. Or make the most of the versatile BMW X5. With everything you need to make the trip to the beach one to remember. Just be sure to arrive before all the beach chairs are gone. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Get a credit of up to $2,000 on select models now through September 4th.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah
woo-hoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes!
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Misty Marks. Misty is a professional wrestler from Houston, Texas. She works the independent circuit for promotions in states such as Texas and Oklahoma. On the program, we discuss her upbringing, introduction to professional wrestling, also being trained by Booker T, Jazz, and Rodney Mack, the challenges of being a professional wrestler, mental health, and much more. Misty is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah
woo-hoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot!
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go!
The new fun Sarah
woo-hoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
and wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games, so join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Making her way to the ring from Houston, Texas, the majestic one, Misty Moore!
But she's got it right into the mist. That's the mission. Oh. Hold Misty Mark picking up the victory. Gringo Ellie
here
taps
is
out.
Your winner by submission, Misty Mark.
Yeah, Misty Mark's here out on this beautiful morning. Look here in this. Best been a fight for the fatal four way I have coming up. Now, to the three other women in this match. Claudia, we've had our battles, and I know what you can do. Amaris Blair, we've also crossed paths, and I know you have the potential to be something great. And to this newcomer, Shade, we haven't crossed paths yet, but I know you see me, and I know you know I'm dangerous. So let me put you ladies on notice. Shamrock Slam, Misty Marks will come out your number one contender for Queen's title. So you ladies continue to sit at home and stuff your faces while Misty is out here. G-Network.
Oh, wow. She means business. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio is courtesy of Misty Marks, and also that audio is courtesy of Mission Pro Wrestling, as Misty was in action doing her thing and also letting the ladies know her competition. Hey, she means business. And let's welcome her to the program. She is a wrestler that's on the independent circuit. We're going to talk to her about her upbringing, her introduction to professional wrestling, and so much more. Let's welcome her to the program, Misty Marks. Hey, Misty, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You're welcome. I'm excited, too, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Every story has a beginning. What was your upbringing like growing up?
I basically grew up watching wrestling. It was me, my big brother, and my mom. You know, it was us three in the household together, and my mom watched wrestling quite often. So it was just me sitting next to her, either getting my hair done or... you know, watching TV with my mom, just us three in wrestling.
That's amazing, right? The wrestling has always had a great tradition of bringing families together, whether it be parents or aunts and uncles or grandparents or just friends in the neighborhood coming together and just getting together and enjoying professional wrestling. And we're going to get more into wrestling and all of the uniqueness of it, but I'm looking at your bio here. You're born and raised in Houston, Texas, and I know Houston has a great lineage of wrestling, whether it be with the majors coming to Houston to do shows. Did you ever have an opportunity to go see any big wrestling events whenever they would come to Houston?
Not as a child, no. By the time I got, like, really, really knee-deep into wrestling, my mom was out of wrestling. So it was just me, you know, watching wrestling a lot. So as a child, no. But once I got old enough to drive and take myself, absolutely. And then I discovered that my youth pastor was into wrestling, so sometimes he would take me to shows. So it became a thing.
Awesome. And then that's going to go into the next topic, which is your introduction to professional wrestling. So you mentioned about your mom introducing it to you and your big brother. And of course, when you became a teenager, becoming of age, you went to wrestling events with your youth pastor. And I just want to ask you, who was some of your favorite wrestlers growing up?
Growing up, Randy Orton, top of the list. Alicia Fox, of course. Those were the two that, you know, I just seen a lot of good wrestling in, and I felt like they was a pillar of the generation that they in. And so those were my two, like, top people, male and female.
Well, you know, Randy Orton is definitely one of the best in the business. And Alicia Fox, she definitely paved the way with the Divas division in the WWE, and she's still doing her thing. And so this goes now into stay with your introduction to professional wrestling. What was the moment where you thought, like, I can do this, like, I can really make this happen? Like, what was the defining moment, or what were the moments, for that matter, where you said, yeah, I can make a career and make a living out of being a professional wrestler?
The moment came when I went to a boot camp for Booker T, wrestling camp for on a Sunday. It was a week after my birthday, and I just decided to, you know, give it a try. I Googled, and I saw that he had a camp, so I paid my money, showed up to the camp, and Ryan Davison, the Bear, gave me my first body slam. And it's going to sound crazy, but taking that first body slam, I was like, man, that was pretty cool. That was fun. So from there, I was like, yeah, I can definitely make this happen. And I've been on a journey to where I'm at right now ever since.
That boot camp certainly sounded like a lot of hungry, aspiring professional wrestlers wanted to get in and try to make a career out of this. I want to ask you, did you have a previous career participating in sports before getting into professional wrestling? And if so, did it prepare you for your current career?
Absolutely, I was in other sports, but I don't think nothing would have prepared me for what wrestling is. It's just totally, totally different sport. I mean, I played basketball. I did volleyball. I did flag football in college. I did track, softball, and none of those could have prepared me for what it takes to be a professional wrestler and my love.
We're going to get more into the challenges of professional wrestling, because people understand that it's definitely no walk in the park. It's either for you or it's not for you, and it's definitely
a
commitment. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But I want to just talk about your training. So you mentioned about Booker T having a wrestling boot camp, and that's when you know at the moment that you wanted to pursue this and have this as a career. And I was looking at your bio, and you were trained by some heavy hitters in the business, Rodney Mack and Jazz. I want to start off with Rodney for a moment. When was the first time you met him?
The first time I met Rodney Mack, I came to a weekend seminar with Jazz and Rodney at their school in San Antonio, and I met him for the first time, him and Jazz. Actually, I had met Jazz for the first time as well, and it was like, oh, like, what the hell? Like, very intimidating, very strong, and just looked scarce. It just looked very scarce.
Now, you mentioned about Rodney. Now, we know Jazz, if you're not a wrestling fan, I've got to tell you, YouTuber, because she was definitely something serious. Just give me the first session that you had with Jazz and what she brought to the table, and just in terms of not just her wrestling ability, but her knowledge.
Just the first time interacting with her, she was very communicative. She was very open into, you know, hear my journey when I first started wrestling, and, you know, just telling her my goals and where I was trying to be, and just showing me certain things in the ring that I have never learned before. Mat, like legit mat wrestling, shoot wrestling is what we call it. And just showing me certain things as far as the business go, you know, how to carry myself, what and what not to do when it comes to the locker room. Because at this point, I haven't had any matches. It was just me training. So getting that knowledge from her, just from a seminar, the two-day seminar that we had, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, definitely. Jazz is one of the most respected, not just amongst women's wrestlers, but just in all of the wrestling business as a whole, her and Rodney Mack, respectfully. And I just kind of want you to go more into detail about the training sessions with them. You mentioned about Jazz and just really helping you to get refined in the form of mat wrestling. Can you go more into detail about the training sessions with them and if they were very long and tedious?
Absolutely. When just coming down, some of the cardio that we did, I've never done that before. So it pushed my body to a limit to get my mind together. Like, no, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to have that mindset. And that's something that they teach me now at their wrestling school. But in the seminars, when I say mat wrestling, like not like legit amateur wrestling, not for entertainment, but to like literally is what they call it, snatch a stick. Like literally put someone in a hole, make them tap out, how to maneuver, how to be very smooth in those maneuvers, and how to transition in a way that, you know, you don't see on TV, that you won't see in a regular independent show. They literally teach you how to mat wrestle as if you were in real competition, and it is real competition. It's just done in a certain way as far as entertainment goes. But just the way that they do things, how they move, the striking, the facial expression, footwork, just very those small little things just help you become a better wrestler. And like that seminar had me so sore. Like my body has never felt like that before, but it also helped me to make my decision to go to their school in San Antonio. So just that alone, those 2 days of that seminar, just, you know, it just changed my life.
It's something interesting that you brought up, because you said that training with them, they taught you primarily about mat wrestling and learning how to do the holds. And normally when you go to wrestling schools, before they teach you those things, the first thing they normally teach you is how to take bumps. You're constantly taking bumps and you're constantly going against the ropes. Did you learn how to take bumps, or was there more of an emphasis on the mat wrestling, as you said?
Well, at Booker T's, you know, by this time I was well off into training at Booker's. So I already knew how to bump. I knew how to roll. I knew how to do certain things, hip tosses, those things. So by the time I got to Jazzy Rodney Mack, you know, to be polished, they showed me a different side of wrestling, which is the mat wrestling. I wouldn't say they fixed my bump according to, you know, the way, you know, each school is different. So the way that they wanted me to take the bump, they fixed it and tweaked it and made it a little more impactful and taught me how to roll a little more smoother. And it's just different. So by the time I got to them, I knew chain wrestling, but I didn't know the mat part of chain wrestling. Certain pins they taught me, certain things like that. So it was just the level of wrestling that I was at the time. Now, some girls that were there, their first time in the ring. So, of course, they were learning how to do the rolls and bump and things like that. But for me, I believe I was at more of an intermediate stage. So I got to do a little bit more as far as the mat wrestling goes.
Well, you definitely got an education, not just being at Booker T's wrestling boot camp, but most importantly, you definitely got an education being trained by Jazz and Rodney Mack. And I had mentioned earlier about just the challenges of being a professional wrestler, and that's what we're going to talk about next. And I had asked you about, did your athletic experiences prepare you for your current career as a professional wrestler? And you said you played basketball, you ran track, you did flag football in college, but it was nothing like what it would prepare you for being a professional wrestler. Can you go more into detail about that?
So with wrestling, like, you legitimately have to have someone hit you. You have to hit someone as far as in the face, in their stomach, squeeze their legs, like certain things. You have to take bumps. So with all those things going on, and you also have to think and move at the same time. So all putting all those things together in the ring, it was a lot on the body when I first started. And it still is now. But to do all those things at one time, it takes a special person to put it all together and to remember it and to learn how to maneuver in that way. So for me, I'm still struggling with it, not going to lie, but I love this. So it's not something that I'm going to stop doing. It's just for my mindset to get stronger, and it's also for my body to be stronger. So the stuff I do in the ring, running the ropes, taking those bumps, getting up in a fast manner to be where you need to be as far as the next five goals, it just goes along with taking care of your body. And then that's just only in-ring training. You got out-of-ring training where you're at the gym, lifting iron, running on the treadmill. You're outside doing whatever you want to do outside as far as workouts go. So not just in-ring, it's also out-ring. So literally, basically every day as an athlete and a wrestler, you're constantly working on your body, your form, how to get better.
Indeed. You know, one thing is for sure, I've always said that professional wrestling has always been an athletic choreography. And certainly, as you said, there's a rhythm to it. And certainly you're constantly thinking ahead. Even if you're on the offensive side, you're still thinking ahead because you and the person that you're working with, you're telling a story. And certainly that plays a big role into all of this. I just want to stay just with the challenges of being a professional wrestler. I have to ask you, what does it feel like when you get your head rammed into the turnbuckle?
Oh, it doesn't feel nice. Okay. You could probably get a concussion. You can knock yourself silly. So I know one time I did it and my head was ringing for like the whole entire match. But as a wrestler, you got to be headstrong. So you just got to keep moving with it. But it's not nice. That mat is not friendly. Neither are those turnbuckles or those ropes.
That was going to be my next question. What's it like being slammed on the mat?
Serious. It can, like, if you don't do it properly, you can get a concussion as well. You can knock yourself silly, be dizzy, not remember what's next, not remember what you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to do. It takes a toll. You know, it shocks your body, especially the first one you take. It's a shock to your body. Your body's like, what the hell are you doing? So it's literally a mind thing. I can't stress that enough.
I want to ask you, has your body ever gotten used to being slammed on the mat, or as you say, is just something that you just have to deal with?
I don't think my body's still not used to it. I've been in ring competing for 2 years now, and I think my body is still like, what the hell is going on? What the hell are you doing? I don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna protect you, girl. I just think it's something you just have to try to get used to it. But you don't get used to it, if that makes sense. It's a mind thing.
There's definitely a mental fortitude in being a professional wrestler. And you also mentioned about the ropes. And I want to ask you, what's it like being whipped against the ropes?
It hurts, okay? Because all the ropes are different depending on the ring you're in. The mat is different. The buckles are different. So it just depends. You could come out with rope burns. I know when I first started training and I started running the ropes, I remember having the biggest blister you can ever think of on my butt and my back, to the point where I couldn't even sit down. And this was before the pandemic. So we were in office. I was in office at the time and trying to sit down and walk in heels. Ooh, it was a challenge, let me tell you. And then still trying to work out and drive, and it was a lot. So the ropes definitely, definitely hurt.
I've heard a lot of stories about the turnbuckles and the ring mats, and of course the ropes definitely being no joke. I got to ask you, one of the most popular moves outside of the ring during a professional wrestling match is when a wrestler is Irish whipped into the ring post. What's it like going against a ring post?
Ooh, that's a different level, okay? Because the ring post is like steel. You know, it's like you're literally throwing yourself into a steel post, and you can come out with gashes. Whether it's your face or your back, like, it's unforgiving. Like, you just gotta pray you don't hit nothing, like your spinal cord, or knock yourself silly. But it's all about protecting yourself. So that's why you go to training. It hurts, but it's something that's not going to hurt forever. It's temporary. It's a mind thing. I can't stress that enough.
Another element of a wrestling match is always when weapons are used. Chair shots, also barbed wire. Have you experienced chair shots or maybe being hit with barbed wire?
My first no-holds-bar match with Vicky V, and I got hit with a trash can. And if I tell you that trash can hurt, I also got hit with a lead pipe. That lead pipe hurt. Like all those things that we use in the ring is real. Like the chairs, the tables, the trash cans, the lead pipe, all that stuff hurts. And yes, I've been hit with the chair, and let me tell you, it hurts. That's all I can say. It hurts, especially if you're not in a proper way to receive the chair. If that makes sense, what I'm saying, it's gonna hurt even worse. And you might come out with a bloody elbow, a gash in the back of your head. Like, it could be a numerous of things. Like I said, it's all about protecting yourself in this business. Seriously.
I can't stress this enough that, again, professional wrestling, it is an athletic choreography, but things happen, and the training and the storylines and everything. You have to be prepared for this. And like you said, Misty, this is why you went to school, or where other wrestlers in your profession, they went to school, learned the craft, and they take it very seriously. And another challenge that I want to talk about of being a professional wrestler is injuries. Have you had injuries in your career? And if so, which was the worst one?
The worst one I've had was recently. I had a cage match, and just a miscue landed all the way down on my shoulder. I would say that was the worst one. And being a professional wrestler, got up the next day, I had a match, and I got it done. But that comes with the business.
I want to stay just with injuries for a moment. You said that you suffered that injury in a cage match, but the next night you had to get back and do it all over again. Did it impact you just in terms of your speed or certain moves that you couldn't do in the ring?
Absolutely. When you get injured, whatever you had in your playbook that you could do, you got to take that out now. You know what I'm saying? You can't leave it in there. So there was a lot of adjustments that had to be made the next day, but we got through it, and it was still a really good match.
All right, solid. And I just, another thing about what you do is finances. I know that you being an independent wrestler, it involves a lot of traveling, not just throughout Texas, but even various regions. What's the pay scale like? I mean, you don't have to tell me how much you're paid or anything like that, but are you paid based on matches, or is it contractual with certain promotions? What is the pay scale like in terms of you being an independent wrestler?
Well, to be honest, when you first started wrestling, you make little to nothing. You know, you're trying to make a name for yourself. You're trying to get yourself out there. You're trying to take as many bookings as you can, regardless of where it's at, who you're wrestling, and what you're doing. You know, you're just trying to get that extra, trying to get that extra work in. You're trying to get that experience by, you know, wrestling whomever is willing to have you on their show. For women, it's a little bit more harder to get, I feel like, to get bookings, especially back when I started in ring wrestling 2 years ago. So you get paid a little to nothing. You probably get enough just to cover your gas if you're going maybe 20, 30 minutes, you know, away from your home. But you probably won't make enough money to do anything until you get started getting those reps in, started making a name for yourself and having people vouch for you and say, hey, I know such and such. Some of these bookings may come from somebody that might get a word, get your name out there through word of mouth. I know many of my bookings have gotten that way. And I've also, you know, made it a habit to show up to a promotion where I'm not booked at, say I'm not booked that weekend, show up to a promotion, introduce myself to the promoter and, you know, let them know, hey, I'm willing to help wherever you may. I am a wrestler, but I also referee. I can do the doors, you know. Just putting yourself out there on that scale to get that little extra pay, you know, just to even put yourself out there to promoters. The pay is not good. I feel like in this part of my career, I'm getting paid a decent amount that I would like to get paid as far as my skill set go and as a wrestler at my caliber. But I'm pretty sure there are people out there that's making really good money on the indie scene.
Yeah, the indie scene is always interesting. I mean, as they say, the more gigs you get, the more events that you work, the better. And as you said, that in this point in your career, you're not where you want to be, but you're certainly making a name for yourself, not just on the wrestling side, but just getting extra gigs, whether it be refereeing or doing the doors or whatever. And you mentioned about another challenge that you brought up, being a woman in the wrestling industry. Have there been promoters or have you had instances where they may have asked you to kind of change your wrestling style because they want more of a quote-unquote diva style of wrestling, or have they always been comfortable with your approach to the game?
For me, to be honest, the way I wrestle is most of the reasons why most of the wrestlers book me. I mean, the promoters book me. Some people see me in the ring, they're like, man, I see jazz in you. And to me, that means a world of compliment to me, being, you know, telling me that they see, you know, my coach, somebody that I look up to, that they see her in me. I'm like, man, I'm being trained by her. I hope you see her in me. I hope the knowledge that she's instilling on me is just a little bit coming out in my wrestling. And so, but they like the way I hit. They say that I hit hard. I'm not in there to be all pretty, even though I am pretty. I am there as a competitor. I am a wrestler. I'm not just a female wrestler. I'm a wrestler. So the promoters love it. They love that about me.
Awesome. And certainly you definitely have made a name for yourself. And like you said, that's why the promoters got you. And certainly you are all business, definitely in the ring. And you mentioned about just training for your career. And I've got to ask you, how often do you train? How many hours and days a week do you train to get ready?
Well, I'm in a training mindset 24/7. Like, even as we talk right now, I'm thinking about, you know, possible movesets I can do, possible things I could do in the ring. But, you know, I train at Dogtown Championship Wrestling. We have training 3 days a week, so I'm there all 3 days. And for 3 hours, sometimes we go a little bit longer. Sometimes I get there a little bit earlier just to get a little edge on. I'm running the ropes or stretching or something to that sort. So I'm always in a trainer's mindset. And when I'm not in the ring, I'm at the gym. I'm at the gym about an hour or two, maybe before or after training. Sometimes I do 5 a.m. workouts. Sometimes I work out 5 p.m. right before training starts. So always in a trainer's mindset to be ready for whatever they might have for me. I might get a call today and say, hey, Missy, we need you to drive over here and do a match. I'm there. I'm always ready to go.
There's a saying that goes, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And certainly,
come on now. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're always ready, as you said, training, not just in the gym, but even doing your ring training. That's very important. You're always on call. And this is going to go into the next topic that I want to talk about is your wrestling style. You mentioned about your first exposure at Booker T's wrestling boot camp and then being trained by Jazz and Rodney Mack. And you know, their style is very physical. So I have to ask you, how would you describe your wrestling style? Is it submission style or more of like a power style? Are you more of like the luchadors, like with the Mexican style? How would you describe your wrestling style?
I would say I'm more of a ground and pound. I really don't leave my feet unless I am wrestling a bigger competitor. So I feel like I need a little more height on them to get over. But I would say I'm more of a ground and pound competitor.
Was this developed through the training with Jazz and Rodney, or was this something that you felt comfortable with your skill set?
Once I started developing who I was, like who Misty Marks was and what I could do as far as my ability, I felt like being a ground and pound competitor became of me being at from Jazz. Just learning from her and bringing some of my skills over from, you know, Ro, just developing Misty Marks and who she is made me be like, okay, Misty Marks is a ground and pound badass. She don't have to go up to the top rope. She don't have to do all this fancy stuff. She just gonna beat the shit up. To put it plain and simple.
Oh, you definitely got your training from Jazz and Rodney Mack. You certainly have that edge to you, and certainly you got to have an edge to set yourself apart, especially in the professional wrestling business. It can be tough, but it can be rewarding, you know, regardless of where you're working. And while we're talking about your wrestling style for a moment, I was watching a video of yours, and you have a submission hold that you do. It's a finisher. And can you explain to the listeners what the name of the finishing move is and how did you develop it?
So it's called the Mist, and it is a modified Rings of Saturn. If you don't know what that is, take one of the opponent's arm, put them between my leg, and then I wrap around with my other arm with them on their back, and my hand is fully on their face. The way I came up with the name is, like, my name is Misty, and so you got to prepare to be mystified. So to be mystified is to be put in check, to be put on your ass, or to be just mesmerized by the way I wrestle or the way I handle a female competitor or male competitor in the ring. And so I came up with the Mist just so, you know, whoever I may put down that day can know that, you know, I'm here. Basically, the mist is me floating, coming through, wrecking shop like a hurricane, like a storm, and then leaving. That's how I put it.
I like that. I like the explanation of that. And certainly, as you mentioned, with your wrestling style being ground and pound, not really not having your feet leave the ground as much, is certainly submission hold a finisher is perfect. And I like how you explained that. And we talked about just the challenges of being a professional wrestler and your training and how you got introduced to the sport. I want to talk about mental health. And I know mental health thing that can take a toll on a lot of people, regardless of the occupations. And I know just being in professional wrestling and dealing with the politics, it could definitely take a toll on your mental. I just want to know, how do you handle your mental health? How do you keep things in check being in such a difficult business at times like professional wrestling?
For me, I take a break. I probably won't take a booking for that weekend, or I'll probably just step away from everything. I won't train. I won't work out. I literally just take a health day for me, or I might take 2 or 3 days, depending on how stressed out I am as far as my job and as far as wrestling goes, because sometimes it can be overwhelming. And I'm not ashamed to say that I have had at least 3 of those since I've started in-ring competing. I know last year I had a really bad one. I don't think I left the house for like a week, or I did anything pertaining to wrestling for like a week. And just to take my mind off everything, I cut out all the noise, no phone, no TV. I probably just literally do my regular job and then no wrestling. I wouldn't even watch it. But that's how I decompress from everything. And sometimes as an in-ring competitor, from wrestling can be a lot, especially on top of your normal life, trying to maintain friendships, relationships, all that. So just completely taking wrestling out of the situation and letting my family know, like, hey, y'all, I need a day or two. I'm not going to be, if I don't respond, it's nothing personal. It's just, you know, something I need to do for me. They all understand that. So I just step away from everything. The only thing I'll probably do is my regular job. And then after that, nothing else for the day, just me and silence. me and my dog.
It's always important to just kind of get away for a while. Everybody has a tendency, they just feel like they have to just go, go, go. But there's nothing wrong with taking those breaks from time to time. And so you can definitely get your mentals back on track. And it's definitely important. Everybody has to do that regardless of whatever walk of life you may come from or whatever occupation you work. And certainly it's good that you take time periodically to take care of your mental health. And I just want to get back to the wrestling side for a moment. You mentioned about your favorite wrestlers growing up. You mentioned Randy Orton and Alicia Fox. Another important part of wrestling is doing a promo. And this is a two-part question. First question I want to ask you is, can you explain to the listeners what a promo is? And the second question is, who do you model your promo style after?
So a promo is a 2 to 3 minute speaking to your opponent or to whomever you're facing, probably explaining your history that you guys had, the future that you guys will have, the event, and the location of the event, and just putting yourself over and also your competitor, but also stating that you're going to beat them. Okay, so that's not part one. Part two is I really don't mimic nobody's promo style. I try to find my own, but I am trying to dig more into making them more natural because you know how, you know, TV, you try to sound all professional and try to make your voice change and all the other stuff. Me, I'm trying to find a voice to where I can just make it feel like Misty Marks and also feel like who I really am. So I try to put a mixture of both of those in there and try to make it generic as possible, or organic as possible. Try to make it more of me and not more of like weather girl, forecaster, TV anchor type thing. So I wouldn't say I'll mimic anyone, but if I would say if I want to get as good as someone, it would be as good as Randy Orton. He tells a really good story when he does his promos. He's articulate, and he's himself in those promos as well. So
definitely you modeled yourself after one of the best in the business, Randy Orton, with the RKO, mm-hmm. and certainly you definitely may have made your mark, and you continue to make your mark. And Misty, this was a lot of fun. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Well, you can find me, Misty, that's M-Y-S-T-I-I, because I'm twice as good as you, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Misty, like I said, M-Y-S-T-I-I dot Marks with an S. And, yeah, follow your girl. You know, I put up new content a lot, put up a couple videos about my recent cage match and my recent matches and opponents, and, of course, about Dog Pound. So, you know, follow your girl.
Awesome. And before I let you go, Misty, do you have a message for anyone wanting to achieve their dreams? There's so much going on right now, and people are trying to find things, looking for answers, and they've had some bumps in the road or have some hurdles and obstacles that they're trying to overcome, and they don't know which way to go. For anyone wanting to achieve their dreams, what message do you have? The floor is yours.
I would say life is too short. It's too short not to follow your dreams. If you want to go on a trip, take that trip. Worry about the money later. If you don't have nowhere to live, try your best to find a certain avenue to get there. Like, life is too short to wait. Do whatever you want to do today. Do it right now. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody hearsay whatever they got their opinion about you. Don't let that stop you from achieving the next step you need to make your dreams come true. Because I did it, and I know you can do it too. It's all about preparation. So do what you need to do to get to that next level, and don't nobody, not the haters, not your family, not your friends, tell you you are not capable of reaching it, because you build in you. You just have to find that dog and bark it out and do what you got to do.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That is so awesome. And one more time, Misty, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
It's MYSTII, because I'm twice as good as you, .marks with an S, and that's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And while you're at it, go ahead and follow Dog Pound with two G's, Pro Wrestling, because that's where my home base is, and I am the current World Women's Champion there. So maybe you guys can catch me out there on the indie scene. I am moving from state to state currently, but I'm all around Texas. So go ahead and follow your girl. I got three championships. Why wouldn't you want to follow me?
Why wouldn't you want to follow her? And you heard it from her. She's Misty Marks. She is not just a champion. She has three belts. That's right.
Three.
Doing her thing on the independent. That's right. You heard what she said. She's got three of them, and she's on the independent circuit and definitely giving us her upbringing and also currently what she's doing on the independent circuit as a professional wrestler. Misty, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, whenever you want to have me back on, feel free to reach out. This was a lot of fun. I am willing to come back anytime.
Awesome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Making her way to the ring from Houston, Texas, the majestic one, Misty Marks.
But she's got it right into the mist. That's the mission hold. Misty Marks picking up the victory. Dream Girl Emily
taps
out.
Your winner by submission, Misty Marks.
Yeah, Misty Marks here. Out on this beautiful morning, appearing this specimen of life for the fatal four-way I have coming up. Now, to the three other women in this match, Claudia, we've had our battles, and I know what you can do. Amaris Blair, we've also crossed paths, and I know you have the potential to be something great. And to this newcomer, Shade, we haven't crossed paths yet, but I know you see me, and I know you know I'm dangerous. So let me put you ladies on notice. Shamrock Slam, Misty Marks will come out your number one contender for Queen's title. So you ladies continue to sit at home and stuff your faces while Misty is out here, G-Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before Sarah discovered ChumbaCasino.com, she enjoyed chamomile tea.
Come on, big jackpot.
And being in PJs by 6.
Let's go.
The new fun Sarah.
Woohoo!
Often thinks about the old boring Sarah.
Yes.
And wonders if that Sarah ever really existed.
Chumba Casino has over 100 casino-style games. So join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Misty Marks, professional wrestler from Houston, Texas, who is working the independent circuit for promotions in states such as Texas and Oklahoma. Once again, a big special thank you to Misty for appearing on the program. And until next time, everybody, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.